Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another beautiful episode of Pageants and Prosecco. I know you guys just love the way that sounds in your ears. I'm your host today, and today we are, my dog is going crazy, scared me for a second. We are talking about Miss USA. Can you believe it? It's officially Miss USA time of the year. We watch Miss USA regularly. Has it always been in the fall? I feel like I don't really remember. But nonetheless, we are here, you guys, and we have Miss Universe literally right around the corner. So whoever wins Miss USA next weekend is headed to Miss Universe in like 6 weeks. So whoever is chosen, she needs to be ready to go. Okay? Ready to go. All right. Let me get my life together. This is also on YouTube for those who want to watch the YouTube stream. We are also on the YouTube streets right now. But let's go ahead and get started. If you guys are true to this podcast, you ain't got to be new to this. But if you're true to this, then you guys already know I am a beast. You guys, I'm a beast when it comes to picking out who is going to win. I called Mexico when she won Miss Universe in June. I don't even know. Pre-pandemic? The pandemic? I don't even know. Let me see. And you guys know who I'm talking about. These girls' names just escape me all the time. That's one thing about me is that I'm 22. Is that her? Yep. Irma Miranda of Sonora from Mexico. Miss Universe 2022. She was Miss Mexico Universe. And before that, it says Lupita Jones, 1991, was the first Miss Universe from Mexico, I think. Okay. Anyway, so I called her as the winner back then. It's on this channel and on this podcast. You can scroll on down and see that video. That was October 2022. So I don't miss. Okay. I don't miss. I may be slightly off. The judges may have chosen somebody else, but I don't miss you guys. All right, so let me just get in here and see what I can do and see if I can figure this out. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up. So first of all, how are you guys watching Miss USA? I know it's on the CW, but it's Friday night at 7 o'clock my time. Friday night at 7, there's things I do on Fridays, you know what I'm saying? But I guess I could set this aside to watch Miss USA. I could set the one Friday aside. As we know, the CW network will be the exclusive home for the 72nd Miss USA pageant when it returns to broadcast television on Friday, September 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And unfortunately, it says Pacific Standard Time will be delayed. Additionally, the companion pageant, Miss Teen USA, will be available to stream on the CW app. Also on Friday, that time is not announced as on Miss USA pages yet. So we're watching it on the CW. I gotta see how I can watch the CW. It does say that there's an app. So I'm hoping that the app can stream it live, but I really gotta look into it because I really don't know how to watch. I don't have cable, so I know CW is an actual channel and stuff like that, but I don't know. It depends on where I'm at on Friday. Hopefully I'm with somebody that has cable But one thing that I love to do is watch Miss USA in any pageant live. So we will do that. Okay. So let's see if I can find the title holders. And I don't think I can see it on the website. Okay. I don't see the list of the title holders on the website. So I am going to go on Instagram to get them instead. Go to Miss USA. I know for sure had them. Lucas is just phenomenal when it comes to taking care of us when it and our Miss USA needs. Okay, so just announced today, you guys, we have E! News host as the official host for the pageant, which is pretty cool. One of them is really cool to me. Well, she's not from E! News, but so Kelty Knight is an E! News correspondent. She is the host, and it was just announced literally like an hour ago that she is the host. And we have our own Cheetah Girl, Cheetahlicious, Adrienne Bylon Houghton, who will also be a host. And this is interesting because we know that Jeannie Mai has been the red carpet correspondent, the fashion correspondent, I guess you could say, for Miss USA. And now we have Adrienne Bylon, who is the host. And we know Jeannie and Adrienne worlds kind of collide because they both were on The Real, which was one of my personal favorite shows. I still watch a lot of clips from The Real. I hate that they canceled it because we needed that kind of girl talk kind of show. But I think it's just interesting. I wonder how that went about because we know that Jeannie, well, I don't know if you guys know, but Jeannie Mai is kind of going through it. She and her husband are separating allegedly. So I don't know if maybe she wasn't available and she just sent over Adrienne as like a referral for someone else who could do the job. But I'm really excited to see Adrienne do this. I love Adrienne personally. I love watching her story. You know, I feel like a lot of us grew up with Adrienne as a Cheetah Girl. And so I think it's really cool to see her kind of now be the host. And for those who watch The Real, also, we know Adrienne's story and how she wanted to be a mom and she wanted to be married. And now she is a mom and now she is married. And this is so cool. Okay. So I wish I could show you guys my screen. Let me see how I could do this here. Please forgive me, those watching on YouTube, if I don't do this right. Nope, not doing it right. Shift and five. Nope, not doing it right. It's okay. I was gonna try to bring up this. You guys want some background music real fast? Let's do a little. I didn't know I could do that. Let's do lo-fi. Cool. Nice little background music for us. Okay. I was trying to see how I can add this to it, but I am not seeing it. So this is officially our Miss USA top 20 picks. All right, you guys, I'm nervous because, like I said, I do not miss. All right, I don't miss. And today, I'm not going to miss. And I'm definitely not going to miss because I am drinking a fabulous Chardonnay that I have with me. This Chardonnay is from 2008. Come on in, boo-boo. My dog's in here. He wants to hang out. Come on. Come on in. My dog is still getting acquainted to my new house, so he gets kind of nervous walking into places. Come on in. Come on, boo-boo. Come on in, have a seat. Okay, you guys, let's see. All right. Nope, that's not what I wanted to do. Okay. So sorry, I cannot pick this up, and I am doing this live. Oh, share screen. Perfect. Perfect. Cool. Okay, so you guys should be able to see. There we go. I just knew I just had to click around for a few minutes, and I would have came up on it. Okay, so I'm doing this the real old-fashioned way for whatever reason. I don't know where else all the contestants' headshots are in one place. So let me just Google it real fast, see if I can find it. If not, we're gonna keep going forward. Let me see. Yeah, it's not on my website. This is 2022 that I'm looking at. Okay. So we're just gonna have to just make do with what we have. So whenever I go into these prediction videos, I love to really try to go into this blind, I shouldn't say that, without knowing who people are, is what I'm trying to say. I really want to see the girls for the first time. Obviously, I've seen people on social media and stuff like that too, but for the most part, I have not looked at all the girls all at once. So we're going to do that today to see kind of what I think. I know that it's going to pop out to me. Okay, cool. So I found something on pageant update. So I'm going to stop my screen on here if you're watching on YouTube. And let's do pageantupdate.info has a beautiful website of all the contestants. So, and these are like, they're all glam shots. So I'm gonna go back and forth between this pageant update website and Lucas's website, Road to Miss USA on Instagram. So I'm actually going to hop on Instagram. I'm going to hop on Instagram on my telephono and look at Lucas's page on Road to Miss USA. Meanwhile, show you guys pageantupdate.info. And then I'm gonna make another video about the viral outfits. I'm gonna do more fashion content. So you guys are gonna get a lot of fashion this week. Okay, like I said, we are sipping on this fabulous Chardonnay. It's from 2008. I can't remember the name, but it's vintage. And the reason why it looks so dark, if you're looking at it on YouTube, is because this has aged for a while. So Chardonnay comes in so many different colors, from a light white to a green to a yellow, and this is a dark yellow. So this means that it was aged in wooden barrels, which is typical for Chardonnays made in California. They typically use American wood, and sometimes when people use bourbon barrel wood, because when you make bourbon, you can only use your barrels one time. But some people use bourbon barrels to make Chardonnay because it has a creamier taste, so it has a little bourbon flavor to it, and it makes it more smooth, like butter or bananas or vanilla. Versus when Chardonnay is made overseas, they use stainless steel to make them, to age them. And that gives that crispier taste, like you will kind of see in a Sauvignon Blanc. But I love me a good buttery Chardonnay. It's different, it's unique. I like it, so that's my favorite, that's my go-to. And to find a 2008 one at the gas station, clutch. All right, so let's go ahead and just get started. Starting at the top, I'm just going to scan through. This is obviously a podcast full of love and positivity. I'm just going to do this strictly from a pageant director, coach, former contestant, POV. And like I said, I don't miss. So on the road to Miss USA, there's this gorgeous set headshot of the current Miss USA, Morgan Romano, with this fabulous picture. All right, so just looking at the first ones, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, and DC. My saying I was here is California, and this is California. Right here, Tiana Clark. Ooh, got a little ad going on there. Oh, it doesn't show us. Okay, here we go. So just looking at her picture, let me actually write this stuff down. Do I have a pen nearby? I do, and look, it's a nice stone pen. Okay. So I actually didn't know when Tiana won. Oh, look at that picture, it's stunning. I do remember when she won California and seeing her picture then. And I would not be surprised if she did not go all the way. I mean, look at the material. Gorgeous. Georgina Vaughn captured this woman in all of her glory. Grant's photo. Lisa G, she definitely knows how to use sources and sponsors and people in the industry. I love the eyes. I love the hair. I wonder how she's going. I bet she's going to use this hair at Nationals, and I would not be mad at it. Okay, so California definitely stands out to me. Let me see who else we have out of this list. I think I also love Colorado. Let's see. Ariana Lemus. Let's look at her pictures. So we can look at when she won the crown. Oh, look at this dress. Yes. This is giving Jasmine meets Arabian Nights. Body is cute. Gunnison, Colorado. Look at the reveal. I love it. I love the stomach. This is cute. I love the pink. I actually know the former Miss Colorado name being drawn a blank right now. I love this picture. Love her. We're looking at pictures from Georgina Vaughn. Miss Colorado is giving to me. I love the contrast of her black hair against her skin color. I love the way she looks. I love the way she lifts her hair up. It's definitely one of my picks. Let's do, we're adding Colorado officially to the list. California and Colorado. And I'm going to choose my top 20, you guys. So we also have, I think sometimes dash factors helps out too. Just look at, let's see what Delaware is bringing to the table. Okay. Aww. I love when someone has a genuine crowning moment. And it looks like Pageant Vision has a look.
All right, the first name I'm going to read as our finalists, our center stage, will be our first runner-up. If for some reason the new Miss Delaware USA cannot fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will step in. The first runner-up is Kelly Smith, Miss Lewis USA! Which means Miss Delaware USA is Noah Mills Middletown!
Hello.
Noah Mills, you are Miss Delaware, USA! Today is Molly Lavelle!
Okay. So, I just left for Connie moment, so I'm going to do it anyway. So, Noah Mills, Miss Delaware. He's cute. That's a cute picture. Okay. Not too bad. I like her. Let's see. Let me add her to my list. And then I also wanted to look at District of Columbia, Cassie. I know Cassie has competed quite a few times for this title. So when she won, I was really happy to see her win. I love the red dress. The red dress is giving. This whole top five. Oh, I know two of them. Yeah, on this earth. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so Cassie from DC photographs just beautifully. I think she'll be a great Miss USA. I think she looks racially ambiguous, so she can kind of touch a few people too. To me, I would assume she's black. I would assume. I don't know. But I think that she looks really good. She was a semifinalist in Virginia in 2021 and finished second runner-up to Faith in 2022. Okay. And then let's also look at, let's head on over to look at Arkansas. Because Arkansas has a beautiful headshot. Let's look at Miss Arkansas. Mackenzie Hinderberger. Also another genuine crowning moment. I feel like we don't really see Arkansas a lot in the top 20. Maybe we do. I like her. She's cute. Yeah. I can definitely see her as Miss USA as well. Ooh, it's pink. Yes. Okay. Let's just keep moving on along. I'll add her down. I pretty much have anybody on that list. I gotta be more selective. Okay. Moving on to the next slide. Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, and Kentucky. Starting with Florida. This picture that they have on pageant update of Caroline Dixon is just phenomenal. Looking at her pictures from state real fast. I like the beaded dress. I feel like it really shows her shape off. I would love to see it move. I'm a sucker, you guys, for a great picture. That to me is how I know. It's how you photograph. How you ship in photos. This photo right here is just phenomenal. Carlos Velez. He is really coming up and doing some great pictures. I'm not against Florida. You know what I'm saying? I could do the Florida Georgia line. Florida. Also standing out to me, I'm always going to choose Illinois, you guys. So that's default. Okay, that's where I'm coming from. I think Idaho is also giving when it comes to headshots. Hannah Mesner. Yeah, she is super cute. I love the blue. I love the top five. Oh, okay. Miss Idaho looks gorgeous, and I just love her hair. I love the highlights in it, and it's just giving so much, so much. Let's check out the neighborhood states. Miss Indiana. Haley, okay. Let's see. Volleyball and basketball analyst for ESPN Plus and a broadcasting teacher at Plainfield High School. Oh, look at her. I think that one thing that Indiana's gonna have, I didn't read all their bios, but the fact that I was talking about her bio was cool because I'm a broadcast journalist myself. I think Indiana's gonna be able to talk. And I think that's gonna help her out in the interview. As we know, only three categories for Miss USA. Interview, gown, swimsuit. Cute picture. Okay. The team. Okay, so I'll add Indiana to my list. And just looking at these headshots, let me see. Kentucky, Madeline Kinney. Oh, look at this swimsuit. I love a fashion moment. She is giving a fashion moment. She has a white swimsuit on. It looks like pearls across the chest, across the stomach. She went silver with her dress. She has dimples. She's from Lexington. Let's see. Oh, I see. Oh, I love the dress. I love this dress. I love the five. Louisville waterfront, I think. Has in her in the top four, it looks like. Greater Lexington. So I think she looks really cute. I won't be surprised if Kentucky can go a little bit farther. Looking at these pictures. I can see it. Let's add Kentucky to the list. So I am at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, now moving on along to Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, and Montana. Okay, guys, I have a Midwest fake accent, and that's how we pronounce some of these states over here by us. This Kansas is drawing me in. Let me look at Kansas, Haley. Oh, I did just look at Kansas, right? No, I didn't. Maybe they have the same name. Kansas looks really pretty. I love the dimples, love the smile. I need a different face. All these pictures I'm looking at of her are giving me the same face. I want to see a smize. I want to see a smirk. Let's look at her stage photos. She kind of looks like Juliana Rancic a little bit. Kansas is doing something. She's kind of pulling through in the mix. I'll write that down. Okay, so Louisiana to Montana. Looking at the pictures from Road to Miss USA. Massachusetts has a fabulous headshot. Massachusetts, Missouri, and Montana stand out to me in this group in particular. Let's see. Annika Sharma, Miss Massachusetts. She's from Boston. First Indian American contestant to win a title and looks forward to celebrating diversity. She has a bachelor's in finance, marketing, and philosophy. and started working as a wealth management analyst at Bank of America. Okay, we like that. So she knows how to manage her money. Oh, look how pretty her eyes are. Oh, I like this. Why did I just get confused? Does she have somebody else's pageant? Because why is she? Former title holder, Miss Ma- Oh, Teen USA. Oh, she was a former Miss Massachusetts Teen USA in 2020. Ah. 3 years later, now she's on the Miss stage. Jelly. Okay. So looking at her pictures, her professional pictures, she knows how to photograph. She knows her angle. She looks cute. She's giving young to me. Obviously, if she was a teen in 2020, let's say if she was 18, so she's probably, what, 21 right now? 18, 20, yeah, 21, 22. She is reading young to me. This is a beautiful picture by Grant Photo. She has in this blue dress. I think she can show up on stage. S-E-T-T-S. Massachusetts is delighting me. Annika Sharma. I think she's going to have, she's reading so young. I think it's always interesting to me that sometimes the Miss is shorter than our teen. This is a beautiful picture, period. Beautiful. She takes great pictures. She knows her angles. She knows what she's doing in front of the camera. Things like that we need. And in her headshot, that proves it even more so. And so, let's see. She won Miss Massachusetts in 2020. And Annika competed in her home state of New Jersey 3 times and finished as a semifinalist 2 times. So, this just takes that a couple of times. She's at least experienced. Okay. She's experienced on the stage. Hopefully she shows up at finals. I'm going to add her to my list, Massachusetts. Then we're going to look at Missouri, Autumn Black. I love this orange in her headshot. This look, with the swimsuit. My body, look at those legs. Oh, it's a cute picture. I love her makeup, I love her styling. Love her look. I love that she won Missouri. State that, I don't know, besides St. Louis, I'm not really sure how many other areas are populated with African Americans in Missouri. Gorgeous. I wonder where she's from. Deion Casey, I know it's a great photographer she worked with. This is a cute picture. Yeah, I could totally see it. I could see Miss USA and Miss Missouri. Let me see. She was second runner-up in 2021 and first runner-up last year. And then she won. Good job. Autumn, good job. She's 24. Let me see. Well, she started competing at the Miss Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant. I also did the Miss Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant as well, back in my day. She got first runner-up. Let me see. Like she's been competing in a few pageants. She won Miss Queen of Hearts in 2021, Miss Merry Christmas 2021, Miss Missouri 2023. In her 4 years of competing for Miss Missouri USA, she placed in the top 15. Second runner-up, first runner-up, and then she won. She has a bachelor's degree in journalism, convergence journalism, with a minor in business administration. And she worked at a few things. I never need to get to know her. She's part of the same organization I am, NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists. So, not too bad. She's kind of like me, it looks like. We love journalists that compete for pageants. They're gonna have my heart regardless. And then Montana, Madison Rigg. Oh, yes. I remember when she won. Because she had the big curly hair. But she doesn't have curly hair in her headshot picture. I wonder how she's going to come up on stage. Is like her crown fell off in that when she won? That's what it looks like. Okay, so in her pictures, this is cute. I love this one. In her picture, she goes between straight and curly. And I'm never one to tell somebody to wear their hair straight when it's naturally curly. But I think she is giving a look in her straight hair over her curly, in my opinion. Yeah, dude, use those away, dude, curls. She was also a former Miss Montana Teen USA. And she will represent her state at Miss USA 9 years after competing at Miss Teen USA. Fourth runner-up as Miss Montana Teen USA in 2013. The Montana could be a fool. We can do a Montana. Let's write that out. Okay, next up, we have just a few more groups. 1, 2, 3 more groups. And okay, this one is Nebraska to Ohio. So Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, and Ohio. Looking at this group of women, I see Nebraska. And we know Nebraska has a beautiful history of crowning Miss USA's. Mimi Wood, I love the name. And sometimes your name helps too. I'm just gonna go ahead and look at her stage pictures real fast. Oh yeah, she's cute. Well, who is this in the back? This girl is cute too. Why her runner-up looks super cute in the red dress. Whoever you are behind Miss Nebraska in the red dress, I would say keep going because you look gorgeous. Okay, she's cute. Oh, the first runner-up. Okay, Nebraska. Like I said, we know Nebraska has a history of crowning girls because Sarah Rose Summers won from Nebraska. Okay, she has worked with Brittany Link, Austin Ride, Release Photo, Jennifer Story Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. I like Nebraska. She takes great pictures. I'm writing her down. I have Nebraska on my list. Yep, she is giving. Yep, not surprised. Okay. Next on here is, let me see. Nevada's kind of moving something in my spirit. Josie Stevens. Oh yeah, Josie looks cute. Great body. She looks, she's super tall. I love that Pageant Update just has all these pictures available. We need to learn some more. She worked with Austin Wright as well in Grant's photo. Oh, that's beautiful. That's cute. Georgina Vaughn. I love her natural. This is Josie Stevens, Miss Nevada, I'm looking at. I like it. I think that out of these pictures I'm looking at on Pageant Update, her and this platinum blonde, I think this is platinum blonde, is perfect. It's the same, it looks like the same picture from her headshots. And Nevada to list. I actually am a little biased on the next one. I think, oh yeah, Derby. I think I know Derby, I believe. But New Jersey also, when she won New Jersey, I wasn't surprised. And she is really pretty to me. She's giving me Whitney Wanland, Miss Illinois, 17. Yeah. So New Jersey. Also one of my top contenders. Let me try to speak the rest of the weekend long, you guys, because there even 40 minutes. Okay. Also from this group, let's look at North Carolina. Let's look at New York first. Miss New York. Raquel. Rachel. Oh, she's cool. Well, she's cute. She definitely has a model look to her. And if I was an agent scouting, she would be who I would go to. So I'm not surprised she won New York. And then looking at North Carolina, I'm already loving the eyes and the eye color. Jordan McKay. Ooh, these girls are not making it easy. I mean, look at the body. Yeah. Cute. Okay, let's see. Look at eyebrows. Yeah. North Carolina is a doll. Takes great photos, has good styling, knows how to look cute in pictures, knows her angles. I like North Carolina. Okay. And then let's just keep it pushing to the next group. Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. So here, let's look at South Dakota, Amber here. The blondes are coming through. I live for this. South Carolina is super cute. Oh, she had my pictures. I only have 4 pictures of her. Let me see. I love her dress. She's from Black Hills. She's cute. Yeah. Wait, I just lost it. What? South Carolina. I don't know why I'm thinking of Amber. I hope I'm wrong because her name is Amber. South Carolina. Let's also look at Utah. Noella Voigt. Noella. I believe so. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a perfect picture. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Utah also has my heart, you guys. Yeah. You can just feel. Okay, and the last group, Vermont, Virginia, Washington State, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Let's look at Virginia, Ashley Williams. That's my friend's name. Let's see what Ashley does. She's 24, she's an event coordinator and a model, and she's traveled all over the world. Okay, so this man, sorry, knows how to model. Oh, this is cute. Miss Virginia, I'm looking at right now. I love the curly hair. I love her look. I think it stands out. She looks fierce. Okay. I could put VA down. Big VA, no little. And then let's go to Washington State, Samantha. Gaia? Gallia? I'm so sorry if I feel good. Let me see. She is an oral radiology resident. Oh, and she has her doctor of dental surgery with high honors in the University of the Pacific. Okay. That means her teeth are going to look cute. Yeah. Washington State. Oh, yeah, her teeth look good. Oh, yeah, she's cute. Yeah, she's cute. We're going to add Washington. And then just a few more I want to see. Let's see West Virginia real fast. Nevaeh Harmon. Nevaeh, did you know it's Kevin's spelled backwards? That's a cute picture. I love the big hair. I love that she has color in her hair. I only have too many pictures on here of her, just the five. Let's look at her out in her rain. Yeah, she's cute. I see why she won her state for sure. She's cute. And let's look at Wisconsin and Wyoming. Alexis Lumens, yeah, Miss Wisconsin. I remember when she won because obviously Wisconsin's right above me. So I've seen her on social. I think I actually might recognize the name. Oh yeah, she's cute. Now usually I don't cheer for Wisconsin. But in this case we can. And then let's go to Wyoming. Let me just look at Wyoming. Beck Bridger. I love a good name. Y'all know I love a good name. Oh, she has three pictures. Three good pictures though. One of us, very strong. This is Wyoming. Oh, she's cute. She's giving off very youthful vibes to me too. Not a bad problem. She competed for Miss America in 2019. Let's see if I remember this. Not really. This is the year, this has to be the year that Mia won Miss America. And then that look. Okay. Okay. So let me see how many people I have and then let's recap. Okay. Let us recap. All right. Take a sip of wine. Okay. So look at my list. I have, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 3. So I need to eliminate three people and I'll give you guys my top 20. All right, I'm just gonna go through and just look at people just one more again. So the ones that I have as my biggest standouts, let me just start from the top. Let me see. Starting from the top. Yeah, she did it. Okay, you guys, this is gonna be hard. I have to eliminate some people. I think I'd be better off eliminating than trying to. Let me look. Okay. I'm just gonna guess who some of my favorites are. Let's start with that. This is hard. This is so hard, you guys. Okay. Yeah, she was good too. I did like her. Mm-hmm. Okay. We can keep her. Let me look at this state one more time. This one? The A. Let's see what she was giving. Wait. Wrong A state. This one. So I really think that what really sets people apart is their professional photos. and how good they look. Yeah, she can stay. Okay. All right, you guys. Please go stay next to David, representative. Okay, I'm just going back through real fast and just looking at the pictures to see who I will feel okay with moving on. And I'll give you my top. Oh yeah, I think she's gonna do fine. Let's look at and then there's some girls that I'll see and I'll be like, oh, she look good, but I don't know if she can win this year. Or I see why she won her state. But can she win the national title? That's the most important thing. Sierra said it best. You might be the best person in your state, but now this is a national competition. We're not playing no games. Okay. I have eliminated three, but let me just go through. I'm in the middle of this state and alphabetically going back through my list. And this is not easy. Oh, yeah. Okay. I have made my eliminations, you guys. Now, I'll let you guys know who my top 20 is, and I'll let you know who I think is going to go all the way. And now I'll let you know my phase for the crown. You can keep her up in there. I like her. I like that one. And I also like this other state with the M. But can she win? That's the thing. But you might really actually do look good, but can you win? You can keep her in top 20. Okay. And then the last. Okay. Hey, you guys. Oh. All right. I think I'm ready. Let's see. Yes, my dog. I'm glad you got some music to listen to. Oh. That'd be tough. You know, doing this is like editing. That's my work as a journalist. And I work as a TV journalist. And one thing that I do not like doing is editing my work. I just don't know who's gonna do it for me. But sometimes you just gotta just snip and just cut away. And it's like, I don't wanna lose this piece. I don't wanna lose this piece, or this was a good soundbite, but the time, you don't have all the time in the world, so you kind of have to just let things go. And that's how I feel right now, looking at these. Like, I gotta be hard, I gotta make the hard decision. Who is gonna get cut? Because that's what the judges have to do. This girl is cute. Did I click the wrong state? I think I like this girl. Oh, I have her right here. Okay. Cool. All right. Let me look at just four more states individually, and I wanted to bring you guys my thoughts. But honestly, I could tell you right now, a lot of the blonde baddies are, to me, really coming correct this year. I know we had a streak of brunettes winning at one point. Let me keep her on here. Okay, I think I eliminated more than 20 people, but that's okay. Maybe more than 3 people for a top 20. And how close to this girl? She gonna do good. She can do good. I just really want to see how some of these girls are gonna move on stage. Because a picture is one thing, but how are you going to look on stage? This one, this girl right here, I'm looking at. I won't be surprised, and I will be disappointed if she don't make it. But I won't be surprised. I would be surprised if she did make it, and I'll be disappointed if she didn't. I think she has great potential. All right, last date. Let me look at this one right here. This one. Let me see. Oh yeah, I did like this girl a lot. Cute. Okay. All right, you guys. All right. Are you ready? These are my top 20 picks. In no particular order, this is literally, I think it was in alphabetical order at one point, but now it's not. Let me see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I narrowed it down to 11 girls out of the top 20, which ultimately means all of my girls that I'm choosing is going to make it. I guarantee you guys, the 11 girls that I named are going to make it. So why don't I do a top 15 instead of 20? And I can tell you guys who I could do a 20. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Either way, I still have 16. Let's do top 16. And then I'll give you my top 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. My top 10. All right. You guys ready? This is official. This is the Pageants and Prosecco Top 20 Pre-Arrival Miss USA 2023 picks. Let's get some wine going. In no particular order of favorites, this is somewhere in alphabetical order, and that's the only order that this is in. I have California, Colorado, District of Columbia, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Massachusetts, Missouri, Nebraska, Utah, South Carolina, New Jersey, North Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. That's it. That's my list. I'm sticking to it. All right, you guys. And then the girls who really stood out to me, there's so many strong ones, like seriously strong ones. I don't want this to go longer than an hour, but that's what it looks like. Okay, we have, okay, these are my picks for Miss USA, period. Those are my top, this is my picks. I really think, I need the judges. The girls who I like the most. California, Colorado, Florida, Massachusetts, Nebraska. Utah. New Jersey. That's it. And I have Virginia in there too. I'm gonna bang up Virginia because sometimes, you know, having that curly hair, sometimes it works. It's just a matter of the judges. If we have a diverse panel of judges and they appreciate that, then it works. And I think Virginia can come through regardless. Let me just throw her in there. California, Colorado, DC. DC too. California, Colorado, DC, Florida, Massachusetts, Nebraska, Utah, New Jersey, Virginia. And then out of those, I strongly believe, okay, this is it. Okay, this is it. This is it. This is it. You got some. About to sweat. When it comes to who could be Miss USA, mind you, this is pre-arrival, so I haven't seen their Instagrams, so I haven't seen anything. Okay. This is a group, good group of girls. I love when it's like this tough. Look at me, I'm stressed out. Okay. My official picks are going to be her. See, this is where it's like, okay, let me just cut somebody seriously. I can see her. And it's like, sometimes you like somebody the most and you're like, oh, okay. If it was top five, who would I pick? And I really do think you guys, okay. I'm gonna try to make the tough decision. And honestly, I think it's gonna be this girl right here. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm looking at a state who has a Miss USA title holder. And I think that state is going to have another one. What state is this one? If I just click on her. Ah. Okay, let me look one more time. Oh. Yeah. This is, yeah. Okay, another state that hasn't, I think, had a title holder. And I think that could be her. I think she's that girl. Okay. Let me look at one more. This one's cute. Oh yeah, she was cute. Let me just narrow it down to two. Okay, my biggest ones. Oh, I have a top three. This one and this one. I think it's gonna be a battle between these two states right here. These two states got it to me. And then one more state. Yes, I wish you could see the YouTube. I am stressed. I'm glad the judges don't look at it like this. I'm glad they actually look at a score system. I really hope that these girls are picking walk. If they cannot walk, then they're going to throw off my whole scoreboard. Okay, well, yeah, let's keep that one the same. My top three. Top five. I'm not. One, two, three, four. Let's keep going here. I really think it's going to be my top five is, my top four. Wait, let me see. What do I like about this girl so much? She's in here a few times. She'll go. Let me see. Oh, yeah, she's cute. I think it's going to be these three girls right here. Yep, that's who I think. Okay, ready? These are the girls who I think are generally going to win this. I'm so nervous. This is in no particular order. California, Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah. Those are my top four picks. California, Colorado. I'm currently looking at Miss Colorado's pictures. Right? Yeah, I'm looking at Miss Colorado's pictures right now. California, Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah. And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, the state that I was saying I can repeat, it is Nebraska. She, from what I can see, has a total package. She's gorgeous. She looks good. She has great pictures. Utah, to me, is a close first, second. Can't get over her headshot. Beautiful eyes, beautiful pose. This looks very, very confident. California, to me, shows up on camera. She's gorgeous. She looks pretty in all these pictures I see of her. I can see her winning, but I would love to see her on stage because I think she could take great pictures. And then Colorado. Guys, love Colorado. I'm on her page right now looking at her thing. Pageant update. Dynamite. I mean, she's a brunette bombshell. And I would love to see. I do love the pink dress that she wore. And I think she has a great body. But I don't necessarily. I mean, I'm not opposed to seeing her on the USA stage. I really think my top two, you guys, is Nebraska and Utah. Nebraska and Utah. And these are my three arrival picks. I got them out. They are out there in atmosphere. I said it. And like I said, I don't miss. I don't miss. So if the Miss USA judges is coming correct, we will see a repeat of Nebraska winning. We will see Utah taking home the title, probably for the first time, maybe my research. And we will see another Miss Black USA as California, or we will see a brunette bombshell dominate, that is Miss Colorado. I'm glad I got that off my chest. I am so excited for this year's Miss USA competition. I think regardless, my top 20 is going to come through. I'm not going to lie to you. I think everybody who I have on my list is going to make it, period. So whether or not this is your year, technically, I guess you can come back. And, well, wait, can you be in Miss USA more than one time? I know they made the rule that we can do it whatever age, but can we come back and compete? Maybe not for the same state. But I do see a lot of these girls. I wish they could come back if they don't make it this year. Okay. So there you go. I'm going to bring you guys some fashion, too, some looks that I love, some arrival fashion, too, so just stay tuned. Stay tuned. This is not the end of our Miss USA coverage. This is, honestly, just the beginning. So I hope you guys enjoyed this hour-long episode of Pageants of Prosecco. I'm glad to be back on here talking to you guys. You know, I miss you guys sincerely. I've been out and about doing my own thing when it comes to working and my job is a hot mess, being a reporter and stuff. So I'll come. I have something for you guys too. I have the Book of Beauty, which is a book dedicated to pageant interview and making sure that you guys know how to answer questions. Because as we know, Miss USA, one of the biggest parts of the competition is interview. And when it comes to pageants in particular, interview is a really, really big deal. So I have the Book of Beauty. It's going to drop on Amazon. I'll let you know when. I want it out already, but I'm so anal about perfection. I need to put it out there. And one day I will. And I'll let you guys know when. But after interviewing so many people in my life as a reporter and by doing pageants, I think I know a formula. I can kind of see a little formula happening when it comes to how to answer questions, whether as a pageant girl, politician, as an everyday person on the street. I got you. You can figure this out and make sure that you have your message clear and concise for your audience. And that's what the Book of Beauty is dedicated to. So stay tuned to the Pageant Prosecco podcast. I'll let you guys know when I drop it. I hope you guys are empty. I'm going to empty out mine because that was stressful, you guys. That was a little stressful right there. But like I said, I really think that this is going to be between, this is Nebraska, Utah, and Colorado, and California's title to lose, crown to lose. And I said it, so it's out there. All right, you guys, I'll catch you next episode. Cheers, and thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.